Hello and welcome to our first gathering recording for July. I can't believe it's July already. We have already gone through half the year. That is amazing. But then again, it's not because these energies are moving incredibly fast. And they're going to feel faster and it's going to feel more intensified because the sun is giving us these massive plasma injections, if you will. There's also radiation in the mix, and you may have noticed, either your hair feels frizzy or fried, like it's drier than normal. For me, my hair is drier than normal, which means I don't want to wash it as often because it's just going to make it too dry, and that would not be good for me or my hair. So knowing that is important, and also the amount of shedding taking place, the amount of hair that is coming out, and I'll find it on my clothes or when I take a shower, it's in the drain. So that is a byproduct of gamma. We've talked about that in the past. It's like going for radiation therapy if you are having a cancer treatment, and it can be very intensive. It can feel very intensive in the body. You might feel extra stimulation in your legs, like restless leg syndrome, which is then important for you to take magnesium because magnesium will counteract the restless leg. But it's very important for us to maintain a good, healthy nervous system, and gamma targets the nervous system and also the immune system. So if you find that you're getting sick, or you feel like you're flu-ish, or you feel like you're coming down with something, and then a day or two later it clears and it goes away. And then a couple days later or a week later, you feel like you're coming down with something again, and then it goes away. That's gamma energy reorganizing your cellular matter. Because right now we're in a time of upgrading our cells, our molecules, atoms. We could drill down as far as atoms. Our DNA and every facet of our body. And so over the last few days, probably from, I want to say Monday till now, today is Wednesday as I'm recording this. It's Wednesday, the 8th. This last few days, I felt like I had narcolepsy. I could not keep my eyes open. My eyes were super heavy. My eyes were irritated. They were killing me. Like, I just felt like I wanted to take my eyes out and just let them rest for a little bit because it was just too much. It was overwhelming. And it required me to lay down whenever I could lay down. And then yesterday was like the final part of the upgrade. I'm recording this and I'm sitting in a tank top in the house and a pair of capris. But yesterday, in the same temperatures in my house, at 4 o'clock, I had to put a sweatshirt on and socks on because I was freezing. And I wasn't freezing enough to chatter in my teeth, but I was cold. I felt chilly. And I realized at that moment my body temperature was changing. So I was going through an upgrade, right? The body heats up when we get heated up. Sometimes I find that when I start a new art project, all of a sudden I'm overcome by heat. And I feel like I'm getting too hot and I can't continue because the body is upgrading. It's activating to the joy, to the frequency of joy. And so then my body gets hot, yours will too. And it heats up for the state of expansion and it's consciousness expanding, right? Because we're in a potent time right now of consciousness expanding. But then yesterday, when the consciousness was done with its expansion part and it needed the contraction for me to rest, to really rest, which meant I had to lay down, by 4 o'clock yesterday, I had to lay down. And there were plenty of times a few days before, from Monday on, I had to lay down, close my eyes, and just rest because my eyes were hurting me so much. And then yesterday, I had a third eye ache that was really super intense, and my right temple was bothering me. So as we're going through these upgrades, if you are have trained yourself to feel energy, to tune into energy, to tune into your body, to tune in to read your body, you are going to feel some form of an upgrade. If you are somebody that is too preoccupied with the outer stuff that's going on, or what's going on in your life, or feeling the woe is me, or not looking to support yourself in any way, you're probably not going to feel these upgrades. Okay. And also, too, there are people out there, and we've talked about this in the past, who are NPCs. They are non-player characters here for filler content, like an extra on a movie set. And they're not going to feel the energies. And they're probably not going to be in tune with an ascended awakening. They're probably not going to be in tune with that. And so don't look to people outside of yourself to measure yourself. Only look within yourself, because you may be measuring yourself against a false reality. Even measuring against some of the people that we see on Instagram, the healers and the light language people that are out there, the souls that do that, and the souls that are healers and everything else. We love that, but don't measure yourself against anybody, okay? I mean, I stop and I'll listen. And the other day I was tuning into somebody who was doing light language, and it sounded so beautiful and it resonated with me so deeply. But I wouldn't think to measure myself against that person, because I'm not here for that experience, right? We're here for our experience. And I could tell you, I've talked to so many people lately who have told me, the minute I started, doing paddleboard tours part time, I suddenly felt like I was living my purpose. Or the minute I started doing art and allowing myself to explore that, I felt like I was living my purpose. Everything I had done before that did not feel like I was living my purpose, right? Now, some of you might already be in a position where whatever it is that you're doing, you are feeling like you're living your purpose, and that's great. But if you're feeling like you're not living your purpose, just think about what it is that you would like to do. Go and experience that and see how that feels in your body. Because that can also help adjust your field when you're going through an upgrade. Okay. And ever since I've been doing more art since March, I've been having more upgrades. More significantly, because the aspect of art is doing something in my cellular component, in my molecular body, that is creating an opportunity for greater expansion. And so I have that awareness. I let myself just be playful whenever I can, step back up to my easel and start doing my artwork. You need to do the same thing. Be playful. This is how we create and how we move easily through these energies, because right now we have some heavy, heavy energies. I'm not going to bore you with the exact details, the times, the dates, or anything like that, but I will tell you that Saturn, Neptune, Pluto, and Chiron are all at the same time, simultaneously stationing retrograde. Okay. And so these energies, when they all go to retrograde together, because they're outer planets, they're big planets, they're heavy hitters, they affect the consciousness of humanity. Okay. Humanity is impacted by these energies, and we'll get into that in a moment. So you remember going back to other recordings and conversations we've had, Saturn and Neptune are in the sign of Aries, and Saturn wants structure wherever you are working with Aries in your chart. The energy of boundaries and structure is what Saturn brings to the table. It's a taskmaster of the cosmos. Sometimes, I'll see it lovingly as a dominatrix, although it's masculine energy, in leathers with a whip going, get back at it and do it right, because it represents the reality, it represents responsibility and discipline. And it wants us to be focused on building long-term goals, whatever that is. It wants us to create endurance for ourselves and push the boundaries, establish a sense of accountability within ourselves and, turn our visions into something that is real. And that's the energy of Saturn. So that's big, heavy energy. Okay. And then it's coupled with Neptune energy. Neptune energy is the energy of dreams and the spiritual self. And Neptune governs our connection to the etheric and also the subconscious. And on a collective level, it governs the unconscious. And so it helps to create an opportunity to connect empathically. It helps with artistic inspiration. I'm feeling that big time right now. And it helps with spiritual awakening. Neptune energy helps us dissolve the rigid boundaries and tap into our intuition and connect with a sense of imagination and love. Okay. It's a big energy, but sometimes when it's retrograde, it can feel foggy. It can feel like you can't see the path in front of you or you don't know what you're supposed to do next. Anytime a planet is retrograde, it means we're meant to take a time out. We need to take a time out and we need to go within and we need to counsel within. And sometimes the best practice for that is journaling, because journaling can be very, very helpful with processing, emotions that are deep rooted or emotions that don't really have an outlet. Okay. So another planet that's retrograding out of the four is Pluto. And Pluto, we know, is the planet of transformation. And so Pluto is about profound change, uncovering what's hidden in the shadows so that we can have a rebirth. Okay. Pluto energy wants us to knock down whatever is not built properly, right? So end things that are not good for us or not supporting us. And, sometimes, that means we'll have a crisis in our lives. Sometimes there's a trauma. But what it's doing is it's creating an opportunity for us to purge what is no longer serving us. Okay. It's about shedding the outdated patterns so that we could step into our personal power by facing our deepest fears. And that is important. So if you think about Pluto, Pluto is the wrecking ball. If it's not built properly, like what is that, Jenga or whatever, where you put the blocks and then you pull a block out and you keep pulling a block out until the thing falls, right? That's Pluto. It will get to a certain point and Pluto goes up. It's not strong anymore. Let me just knock it down. I don't want to wait for it to fall. I want to knock it down and you have to rebuild it now, right? That's Pluto energy. It doesn't have the patience to coddle. It wants it done now. So the other planet that's stationing retrograde is Chiron, which is the known as the wounded healer. And Chiron represents the deepest core wounds that we have on the journey that we're here for in this physical reality. Chiron teaches us how to take our personal suffering and use it as a tool for growth and transformation. Okay. And it does that by asking us to confront our emotions. Wherever we have had trauma in our lives, it wants us to work there until we no longer see the trauma as trauma, but simply as a necessary part of our pathway to get us to the next step of our personal being, right? Of our growth, of our soul's growth. It's Chiron energy that allows us to become healers for ourselves and also for other people. So we're looking at these very big energies right now and how these retrogrades are shaping the world around us. This is very important because right now, as these planets go retrograde, this is like a massive collective pause, right? The collective is in a time out rather than the external chaos and, spinning out of control because of this happening or that happening. It's inviting all of us to look within, to go deep, offering a deeper psychological restructuring in order to dissolve the illusions that we are operating under, that we have been operating under all of our lives. And those illusions are not built or have not been built by us, but it is much of it is the story that we incarnated into, right? The story that has been perpetuated by our families, our teachers, our friends, our employers, and all of that sort of stuff, right? So the nature of the themes at hand here is transformation. So Pluto is transforming the sign of Aquarius. So if you are an Aquarian or you have an Aquarius moon or an Aquarius rising sign, this is a 20-year cycle in your sign of Aquarius. And this transit is going to be focusing on collective consciousness and power dynamics. So Pluto retrograde is literally pulling back the veil on the hidden societal social structures, right? Like the government, the medical system, the school system. And asking us to really see it clearly because we haven't been able to see it clearly because there's been a veil. So, see it clearly so that we can redefine what it means to us or how we would like to experience it, right? I was just talking to somebody today about going to the dentist. And there is a certain vulnerability about going to the dentist because lately it seems that they're really pushing these dental implants, okay, which is a titanium in nature. I know a lot of people that have gotten them that the implants backfired on, and now they have really a mess in their mouth, okay? I'm of the old school nature that believes in, a bridge, right? Like if you have to have a tooth pulled or and there is a possibility that you can do a bridge, which means that the teeth on both sides of the one that was pulled becomes the anchor point, and then a bridge is created and put in place, and now you have a tooth in that spot where the tooth is pulled. I'd much rather have that than having titanium screwed into my jawbone because it's not always effective. And I know many people that have had it done, and the recovery period on the gums healing after that type of surgery is very long. I believe it's 6 months to a year, if not longer in some cases. Okay. So we're at the mercy of the dental system because nobody wants to do the old-fashioned bridge anymore because it doesn't make as much money for them as the titanium implants do. This is where we have to step up and be our best health advocate and say, no, I don't want that. That's not acceptable. Or we go to the dentist and they do a partial root canal. I heard this today because there's some kind of something going on in the tooth, and the dentist wants to see how it goes. No, I'm sorry. We're not doing that because that's at my expense, my pain, my suffering, and also my pocket, right? Just do what's necessary for the tooth. If the tooth can't be saved, don't play with it to make extra money. Just pull the tooth and tell me that the tooth can't be saved. We're going to pull it and we have to come to some other solution or some other outcome. This is where it's important. And it's all through the medical system. It's not just in this case, but it's all through the medical system. And I could go back to my days when I worked in Mercy Hospital in Rockville Center as an intern in the labs, because that was my college was medical laboratory technologist. Okay. And I could tell you the nonsense that went on there, in the hospital, in the labs. And now there's distortion playing out. It's whatever we can get away with. And that is the human nature, right? So this is up to us now. This shift that we're in is asking us to take our power back. Take your power back. Stop playing into all the bullshit that's out there and really start to look at yourself as a next level human, right? An example of that is the other day I was cutting something and I was cutting through something and I accidentally stabbed my finger with the knife very lightly. Wasn't a big deal. And a little bit of blood came out. I squeezed a little bit more out and then I washed it under the sink. And I thought to myself, I'm a next level human. That's going to heal immediately. And I'm not going to have to worry about putting a Band-Aid on it or anything else. And that's exactly what happened. And then today, as if to reinforce it, I was cutting a nectarine and the angle that I had the knife, I didn't realize my finger was that close. I cut my finger again. And I looked at it as an opportunity. Okay, I need to be a little more present cutting into stuff because something is happening right now with that for me. So that's a message for me to say, hey, if I have a knife in my hand and I'm cutting something, I need to be really present when I'm using this tool, right? That's one. And number two is it was another opportunity because this was a different type of cut. It was a slice and it was a little deeper. And I was able to look at myself and go, oh, next level human, another opportunity for me to think my body can heal this without a Band-Aid, without needing to treat it medically. I washed it out good. And then I was like, okay, nope, I'm not going to see it that way. I'm going to see it that I'm able to heal it. And that's exactly what happened. Like within a few seconds, it's almost like the cut never happened, right? Because I don't look at myself as my old self. I don't look at myself as the kid that, gets a boo-boo and needs the attention and the Band-Aid and the dressing and all. That was the wound itself. That was the wounded self. Oh, look, I hurt myself. I cut myself. I need a Band-Aid. I need a healer. I need somebody to help me kiss the boo-boo, right? Now it's not like that anymore because I look at it, I've healed that wound. So I don't need that anymore. And now I can look at it and say, anything in my body can be healed. Anything in my body can be shifted through my thoughts and through my thinking. And I used it as an opportunity to play within that experience. Now, there is that other component to it where, something is going on with me that I have to be a little careful with the knife. But I don't use a knife all that often. But when I do, I'm going to be a little bit more careful doing that so that I'm not cutting something off accidentally, like a finger. Okay. So the next planet, so that's a transformation in Aquarius, right? Expanding the mind, getting us to think bigger. Aquarian energy is all about the collective. It's not about the one, it's about everybody. I've explained that to you in the past, talking about north nodes and south nodes. My south node is an Aquarius, which ultimately made me become a teacher, become a healer for, I was there for the all, for the collective. But now my north node energy is becoming more prevalent. And as this shift is happening, I'm finding I want more time for myself. And that's where the painting comes in, right? So it's now north node in Leo. Leo wants, to look at the self. So my time for collective engagement is starting to wind down. So maybe over the next couple of years, I might not be doing this work anymore as I transition to maybe art full time or something else, right? So when we know this, we can be more at peace with whatever's transpiring in our life and in our reality. Just, food for thought. It's stuff for you to think of, especially if you're feeling stressed about something, okay, that's taking place in your life. Usually, our chart is where we can go to see what it is we're focusing on right now, because, we might not want to be focusing on what we are being called to focus on, but there's great value in that, okay? So we have to be okay with whatever's presenting, because that's where the work is wanting us to focus. So look at that with your own life and see what's really giving you a hard time right now that feels uncomfortable. That's where your work is. That's where your focus is. So the next planet that's retrograding is Neptune, and Neptune is working with Saturn, as we talked before. It's in Aries, and its job is to give us clarity, right? It's the planet of dreams and illusions. So when it retrogrades, it strips away our rose-colored glasses, because Neptune is about the illusion, the love. When I think of Neptune, I often think of hippie energy, that one love, oh yeah, peace and love, for everybody. But then the rose-colored glasses comes on, and you see the hippie commune that you're hanging out in is strewn with litter and garbage and everything. And then you see the reality that, oh my gosh, these people are not like that level, right? Because they're littering the ground and stuff like that. I'm just using this as an example. So the glasses come off and you're like, oh, this is not what I thought it was, or these people are not who I thought they were, or this work environment or this situation or whatever it is, this relationship is not what I thought it was. Okay. That's Neptune energy. It's going to allow, because it's in retrograde now, it's going to allow humanity to see some difficult truths and maybe some flaws within society that might be uncomfortable for people to see, right? That we haven't been told the truth, that there is cures for cancer, but they don't want us to have it because the government makes money off of treating cancer. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Okay. So it's going to help us separate that woo-woo, let's just fall in line and follow the gathering and just, take it verbatim from genuine thinking. Right? This is where the switch comes on, the switch to a more organic level of thinking comes in, right? Because most people are not in their thinking mind. Most people are following along with whatever is being dictated to them, because it's always easier. Hey, we're going to give you this, we're going to do that, and we're going to do that. All we want you to do is be compliant and say yes, okay. But that doesn't always get us the next best thing, right? That can make us, give up our power, give up our control. And we're in a time right now of freedom where freedom codes coming in are coming in hot and heavy. So this is where it's important for us to really look at what is taking place, especially in our reality, that we, might need to shift or change in the way that we're thinking. Now, Saturn, also retrograde, is about boundaries, okay? It wants boundaries. It's an incredible taskmaster, as I said before. It governs and rules karma, okay? And when it's retrograde, Saturn invites us to reassess the boundaries that we built. This is especially important to humanity because we might need to look at societal rules that we follow blindly and think about what they mean for us. I've used in the past the rule that I think was created in 1985, I think, about the seatbelt law, right? They put seatbelts in cars, and you own the car. Or you lease the car, it's still yours because you're paying for it. And so my thought is, it should be up to me whether or not I want to wear my seatbelt because I'm in my car. It's my car. Whether or not I want to be looking at a seatbelt as safe or unsafe is up to me. But the government decided that it was going to mandate the seatbelt, right? Take away our right to freedom. To free choice, to free will, and mandate wearing a seatbelt in your car, which then meant they could give you a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt if you were out and about and not wearing a seatbelt in your own car. And the government is making money off of that because it's mandated by them. Taking away free will to make a choice on your own whether or not you want to wear the seatbelt. Now, some people might look at that and go, yeah, but the seatbelt saves lives. Yes, it does. But again, as a soul, right, a soul incarnated in this human experience, it should be our choice whether or not we want to wear it. Now, I do believe it saves lives. I've been in accidents where I feel like it saved my life, so I will always wear my seatbelt. But it should be my prerogative, and I shouldn't have to pay consequences to it if I don't decide to wear my seatbelt. Okay, so I want you to see with clarity maybe what was not clear before. Not everything that has a rule or a structure around it is for our good. And we have to start seeing that so that those walls can be torn down. And as a collective, humanity can decide what would be a better fit for humanity. Healthcare doesn't work anymore. Healthcare doesn't work. Okay. Health insurance does not work anymore. Okay. When I came down to Florida, I got healthcare down here, but I hear a lot of stories, hearing a lot of stories where the healthcare doesn't want to pay for the services or for the health situation because it says, oh, yeah, well, you have this health insurance. It's not covered on under that one. If you had the health insurance that cost $2,000 a month or $3,000 a month, it would be covered under that health insurance, right? So we don't want to fall into the scam of thinking that health insurance is a good thing. Because it might not be a good thing. I've heard so many people talking about how they don't have health insurance, had a major health issue, and it was so much cheaper for them not having health insurance than it was for, let's say, a friend or a family that they knew that had health insurance. So this is where we come down to clarity, right? Really getting clear on what we have ignored, what has been right under our noses that we have not seen clearly because Neptune has made it foggy and we had rose-colored glasses on. Now the glasses are off. So we have many, many months, the next 6 months to look at the things that we have not been willing to see. Okay. And this could go with not just the government, but if you work a job, if you again, the education system, it's everything. It's with everything, okay? And the next planet that's out of that's retrograde, right? That's in that retrograde status is Chiron, the wounded healer. And it's in the sign of Aries and Taurus. So if you're an Aries or a Taurus or have Aries or Taurus rising or moon, or sun, that's where it's sitting for you. And Chiron right now is highlighting our deepest wounds, our deepest collective pain, and our deepest secured insecurities. Okay. So this is really important, because it's a major catalyst for processing global trauma and asking society to look at the systemic flaws and find a collective answer in our combined wisdom and even vulnerability, because this is a time where we might feel very vulnerable, okay? Because these energies retrograding, these are the heaviest of the hitters: Neptune, Saturn, Chiron, Neptune, Saturn, Chiron, and why am I having them on? Pluto, sorry. And so these are the heaviest collective hitters, as far as I'm concerned, right? Because they're making the most moves for us. They're pushing us the hardest, to be in our work, to take a step into our work. Okay. And so let me just talk about for a second, retrograde, because a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people are like, oh, it means the planets move backwards. They don't technically move backwards, right? It's not, it's often portrayed negatively, and can cause panic when it's said that a planet is going retrograde. But retrogrades are really great because they ask us to go deep within, right? It's not a time to be out flitting about. It's not a time for that. It's a time to go within so that we can really step into our gifts more deeply. It's an opportunity to refine, revise, revisit, and even scrutinize the finer details of what it is that we have been avoiding, okay? And also things that maybe come up occasionally if we're a gatekeeper of our thoughts that we're ignoring, that, excuse me, our thoughts are wanting us to really look at this and figure it out, regulate it in some way or shape, right? So when a planet is retrograde, it appears like it moves backwards in the sky from the Earth perspective. And in reality, it's kind of a visual effect that is created by the difference in the planetary speed with all of the other planets around it. So it would be the same thing as a car in the lane beside you that will appear to be reversing as you pass it, right? Ever notice that? Looks like as you're speeding past a car, that car is either slowing down or it's in reverse. It's a visual trick. It's not actually happening. So when somebody says, oh yeah, it's a retrograde, the planet is moving backwards, it's not really moving backwards. Okay. It's the illusion of the backward motion, which is symbolic to reflection and introspection, and sometimes even memories returning from our past with, annoying details, right? Like different things that you suddenly remember from a past experience or a relationship, and you're like, oh my God, why am I thinking about that? Well, because there's something left there to heal whatever emotional attachment we have to it. And the more we can do that and be okay with whatever it is, the faster we're going to heal. Okay. So it's important for us to understand that this is happening on the collective level, right? It's happening on a collective level. And during Mercury retrograde, communications, travel, everyday tasks get disoriented or stalled, like me using the knife to cut whatever I was cutting, right? There was like some disorientation there. So I have to really pay attention because we're in a retrograde and I don't want to accidentally cut my finger off. It's common to have misunderstandings. It's very common for technology to go haywire, okay? But it's an incredible time for looking at where we are, where we've been, and what it is that we want to aspire to next. Okay. It's a prime opportunity for us to go within with love and affirm what it is that we need to maybe step up and do for ourselves, right? And for me, it's more art. Like in my downtime, instead of sitting and defragging, looking at social media, whatever, it would be beneficial for me to sit and do some art. And so it's important for us to understand what it is for each of us, right? That means you looking at what it is for you that's going to help you get to your next level. It might mean all of a sudden you feel inspired to read self-help books, right? Or maybe you're not wanting to read, maybe you're wanting to write. Okay. I know I've been in talks with some people who are coming away from social media and now heading in a different direction because what they were doing does not resonate with them anymore. That's what these retrograde periods do. They help us refine, redefine, and reorganize ourselves as we review what it is that we are doing that is just not feeling authentic anymore. And authenticity is a big thing. Okay, it's very important. And also, this retrograde happens to be in the sign of Cancer. And so, look where you might be needing more nurturing for yourself. Where do you need more time or more attention? Maybe you need to slow down and rest, right? These energies are so heavy. They're not going to get any lighter. They're just not. We have this coronal hole, as I mentioned, maybe in the beginning of this talk, that is absolutely massive on the sun. And we are rotating into position where it is going to be Earth facing. And I don't know if you remember me saying a couple of classes ago that we're going to get to a point in the beginning of 2027, and we might have an S as in Sam, class flare, which will be bigger than an X class flare. Okay. Now, we haven't had many. We had one on 4th of July, and we were being hammered. We were having over 20 events, 20 solar events every single day for 3 days straight. Okay, so if you noticed people were out of their minds, or you felt more exhausted, or people around you felt more exhausted, or people are coming down with the flu or something like that, that's the reason. It's because we have had these intensified energies. And if the person is not paying attention to their ascension process, it's probably going to knock them out flat on their back so that they can have a timeout and be present to navigate whatever's taking place for them. These are very big times we're in. The level and intensity of plasma that we are living in right now are ridiculous. I mean, I can't even explain how ridiculous these energies are. Like, just completely, mind-blowing that they're that big. Okay. So it's really important for us to be present, really present. So important for us to be present because the level of plasma, we're seeing auroras. I haven't been out to look at them. I'd be honest with you, I am not interested in fighting the bugginess down here at night to go out and see an aurora because it's ridiculous right now with the humidity that we have. And I know that eventually the earth is going to have that as its night sky 24/7. So I'm not worried like I'm missing out on something because I know this is coming on a regular permanent level. Okay. But this is really important for us to understand because this is a very, very deep calibration to these codes that are coming in. And the level of plasma is expanding the consciousness of humanity in a way that's unprecedented. Unprecedented. Okay. And it's happening through all different facets. I mean, I just heard somebody say something about the FIFA games and how something happened. I think the United States lost, but it was such a monumental moment that it literally shifted people's thoughts, their emotions, their consciousness. If you know anything about that or want to give me information that you think might pertain to that, I'd be happy to have that and share it with the next recording or live gathering that we have. But these codes are unbelievable because it's about refinement of who we are, how we think, how we engage, okay? This is the most important part of it to understand that we are like the next level human. We are that next level, okay? And so it's lighting up the heart. The buzzing inside the body is insane. That level of buzzing is ridiculous, so uncomfortable. It can feel very scary. It could feel like you have intensified anxiety. It's the light body activating. During that time, the let those 3 days from Monday, I'm sorry, it must have been maybe even Saturday. No, Sunday. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, because today is Wednesday. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, I was toast. I couldn't do anything. My spine was killing me as we were going through these the solar discs in the spinal column were upgrading. The light levels coming in were blowing out my neck. My neck was killing me, my shoulders. I haven't had that in a very, very, very long time. I could not sleep. I felt like I was fried. Every morning I woke up, I felt like I did not sleep at all. I was having the craziest dreams, the most bizarre dreams, very intensified. But this is also where these codes are just pushing everything out of the body. If we can't do it during the waking state, because there's only so much we can do in our waking state, it's going to have to be done in the sleeping state. And that is exactly what's happening. So we have to really pay attention to what is taking place and allow for what is so that we are not letting the discomfort take us offline and make us feel like something is not right or something isn't right within our body or we need to seek some help for it or whatever. Now, I'm not saying that there might not be times where you need medical assistance or you need medical help for something, but the more you make it a problem in the body, the greater the chances it's going to become a problem in the body. Okay? We don't want to do that. Okay? Now, what I didn't mention the last class, and I want to mention to you guys is There is on Spotify, there's a whole load of affirmation music, right? You can go in, you can type in affirmation songs. I think that's what it's called. You can type that in, affirmation music, I don't chase, I attract. I know it's on Instagram, but that's not the version that's on Spotify. She's having a hard time getting hers on because it's primarily the same exact lyrics, just sung in a different way. And I don't know that they allow that. But that's not my to doodle. Like, I don't really care about that. But there's so many great songs out there that you could tune into. Now, while there is great affirmation songs that are out there's also some songs about woe, the pain, the suffering. I'm trying to rise up. I'm trying to do my. That's not what we want to listen to, right? We don't want to tune into the ones that are still in the source of pain. We want to act as if, because the more we act as if it's all transpired, we've healed ourselves. If we act as if we've won the $1 million, we're going to get the $1 million, right? So this is important. It's important for us to remember feeding the body the higher level light is what is most important, aside from everything else. That is what is most important. I cannot stress that enough. Okay. So if you're going to tune into the affirmation songs, remember, they should be affirmation songs that are taking you higher. Right, that are creating a flow, that are stating, money, I love money, money loves me, money flows to me, life is wonderful, life is great, I feel joy, right? Because the more you sing that, or the more you intend that, the more that's going to happen, the reality can shift, because the reality is governed by our thoughts. So if you're gatekeeping your thoughts and you're seeing what you're thinking or saying negatively, and you're gatekeeping those thoughts, the reality shifts so that it's not it, the old thoughts are not what's running the new reality. The new reality is running based on the higher aligned thoughts that we're having. Okay, I hope that makes sense. And if it doesn't, let's do a session. Okay, let's get this banged out to get you on track. Because that's the most important thing. If we're not paying attention and we think we got it and we don't got it, that's a problem. Okay. We want to have it to the point where we're in the work so much, we're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm still thinking this thought. I need to shift it. I need to push it away and bring in the new thought, push it away and bring in the new thought, push it away and bring in the new thought. Okay. And believe me when I tell you, some of you know this, some of you don't, but nothing will shift you faster than doing a session with me because I spot it immediately. Okay. I had a couple people ask me if when they come to Florida, if they could come down and meet up in person and do an in-person session. I have no problem with that. But just be prepared. Like you're in my presence. Some of you have done this already, come down and done an in-person session. I'm going to be auto-correcting wherever you're out of tune so that you could be more in tune with where you need to be in order to get what you need to get in this lifetime, as opposed to just floating through what you think is being handed to you randomly. It does not work like that. Okay? It's not, nothing is random. Everything is our thoughts, subconscious, unconscious, and then that forms the reality. So the more we can get on board with this, the better we're going to be at navigating what is, what has the potential to be impactful for us. Okay. If you're struggling in your day-to-day, go back to your gratitude journal at night. Start that gratitude journal. Don't slip away from that, because the minute you slip away from that, you lose the momentum. There's no momentum there. That gratitude journal is everything. So let yourself get back on track with that. And watch the changes in your reality, right? Like yesterday, I was leaving here and it said it was going to be thunderstorms. And I was like, oh, I really don't want thunderstorms. I was facing a challenge with something else. And I was like, talking to myself when I got in the car. And I was like, you know what? I put on a really pretty outfit. I'm like, we're going to the store. It's going to be a great day. Everything is going to work out in my favor. Right. And then I put on my affirmation music and I drove to the store with my affirmation music playing and I was high flying and everything was great. And I get into the store and there were just so many synchronicities. I can't even tell you how many synchronicities when I got in the store. But I'm walking through the store and all of a sudden, this woman stops me. And she's like, excuse me, excuse me. And I didn't know she was talking to me. She was like, excuse me, ma'am, excuse me. And she was older than me. And I turn around like, me? And she's like, yeah. She goes, I love your outfit. Can you tell me where you got that? So I started laughing. I was like, oh my goodness. Like, this is the first time I've been out. Like, people noticed my outfit and like really liked it. I said, oh yes. And I told her, and then I showed her where to go for it and everything. And I was wearing boho pants, they're a little on the baggy side. They're really cute. They're ruched up at the top with a bunch of elastic. I had on like a black tank top, and they're kind of like genie pants because they have elastic at the ankles. Really cute. And I had on these sparkly sandals with them. And she was like, oh, I'm going on vacation. I just love your outfit. I would love to do the same thing and get that kind of look. And I was like, oh, sure, no problem, And then I was going down another aisle, and this woman's wagon was in my way, and she was talking to herself as she was getting these little cartons. It looked like maybe 8 ounces of, I didn't even know it was wine, but they have this down here because they don't have that in New York. We don't have wine in the grocery store, but they have it down here. And I just asked her, I said, would you mind if I just pull your card up so I could get by? And she's like, oh my goodness, I'm so happy. She's like, yes, of course you can move my car. I'm so sorry, I'm in your way. She's like, but I'm so happy to find these little shots. And I was like, oh, what are they? And she explained to me that they were like 8 ounces of 8 ounces of wine. And I said, oh, and she said, yeah, I'm getting them for my customer. And I said, oh, okay, what do you do that you're buying wine for your customer? Like, I found that to be very interesting. And she said, oh, she said, I am Citrus Shuttle. People book me, like if they want to go into Tarpon Springs and have a fun girls' night out there, or if they want to go to Mount Dora and they know they're going to be drinking and they don't want to go there, or like tonight I'm picking up a client at the airport and she asked me if I could have wine in the car so that when she gets off the plane she can have some wine. And I was like, oh, that's very interesting. And she's like, yeah. She goes, listen, if it makes them happy, it makes me happy. It's an easy job. She's like, I love what I do. I'm doing it 7 days a week. It's my own business. And I want to say she was probably either my age or a little bit older than me. And she was just so joyful and delightful. And she was like, here, let me give you my number. She's like, call me anytime like that. I was like, oh, okay. Thank you so much. I'm like, yeah, I think I know a couple of people who might be able to use your services. And she was like, she's like, oh yeah. She's like, I have some fun groups that I take around every once in a while and whatever. And she's just such a nice lady. And then I thought, oh, there's that Citrus real estate person who promotes all these people. I'm gonna tell her to reach out to her and contact her. Because maybe the two of them can work together, so there's that bridging of the gap again. But anyhow, it was just such a nice day. And by the time I got back to the house, I missed the thunderstorm. It rained here, and then I'm sure it rained at the store, but I didn't get hit with anything. It just completely missed me. Went in a another direction than the direction that I was heading in. And then just from that day forward, it was just like wonderful. It was just the energies were just wonderful because I was so light and airy and just really being in my presence and everything, and just feeling like, my reality was wonderful and joyful, even though I had this other situation that I was like, yeah, maybe that's going to be a challenge, whatever. I was like, all right, I'm not going to see it as a challenge. I'm going to see it as an opportunity to grow. Let's just leave that parked over there. And I'm going to use it as a tool for my own personal growth. And that was it. And that's what I did. And it made a huge difference in my day. So why wouldn't you want to do that? Instead of sitting in something and festering in something that's not serving your highest good, it's not bringing any joy. Why would we want to do that? So it's really important for you to have an awareness to what is. Okay? Very important. I can't stress it enough for you how important it is. Think we're going to leave this here. The energies are going to be amping up. It's all about expansion. Stay present. I'll give you more details in our live gathering as usual, but my schedule's a little wonky right now. I will be sending that out with this recording and let you know when the live date is going to be in case you want to join. Sending you so much love. Have a wonderful whatever it is that you're doing, and I will talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.